A lengthy standoff is approaching its final stages near the Greenpoint Energy Center in Brooklyn, where local activists and elected officials are fighting against the multinational energy company National Grid. The London-based natural gas provider wants to upgrade this facility, but opponents say the changes would violate laws meant to curb air pollution. WNYC's Rosemary Misdary reports on a protest held yesterday.
On the rocky shores of Newtown Creek, at one of three Superfund sites in New York City, community residents, activists, and local politicians rallied against the installation of two new liquid natural gas vaporizers at Greenpoint Energy Center. Essentially big boilers, the vaporizers would allow the facility to expand its capacity to convert liquid fuel to natural gas, but they also tend to be leaky, which can increase pollutants that worsen asthma and other respiratory problems in local air. Elisha Fai is a lifelong resident and vice president of the council that represents the thousands of tenants who live at nearby Cooper Park houses. His message for Governor Kathy Hochul is simple.
Please, let's not have this vaporizer installed 1,000 yards away from my community, our community, where we live. We need to breathe clean air. We need clean air in our lives, and we need not to have this vaporizer.
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is expected to make a final decision on the air permit for the natural gas vaporizers on February 7th. The ralliers, including Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez and Carolyn Maloney, are calling on Governor Hochul to intervene. They say the expansion violates state requirements to divest from fossil fuels, as well as city laws that protect low-income communities from shouldering the burden of pollution. But National Grid told WNYC and Gothamus that these additional units are necessary to meet the higher energy demands forecasted for the future.
Prove it.
That's Anthony Ingrafia, a civil engineering professor from Cornell University.
Show us the numbers. Show us the data. We're in the middle of an energy transition. We are moving away from fossil fuels for all uses and increasing the use of renewables. So as time goes on, you don't plan for spikes. You plan for reduced demand.
In public documents, National Grid claimed that the vaporizers were only used 2 to 14 days out of the year. If the permit is granted, local activists and community members will refile a previous lawsuit to stop the project. Rosemary Misdary, WNYC News.